Hello. How are you all today? You good?
Yeah.
I'm just going to set up my timer because I have a problem. I like to speak a little bit too much, so I wanted to start by giving you a warning because it's not up there. So can everyone please stand up? Oh gosh, I know. You just had that lunch and Sam just sitting in your bed. I want you to stand up and I want you to turn to the person next to you, please. Can we do that? Yep. And say, let's go. Let's go. Okay, sit back down. Okay. Thank you. So let's go. My name is Andre Campbell. I'm born and bred in London, East London to be precise. Alright, and I have a passion for buildings, I have a passion for food, and I have a passion for helping young people achieve their full potential in life, which I will go into. I'm a recent graduate from Kingston University, and I studied economics. Okay? This hasn't shown up, but where I live, I could always see Canary Wharf every day, and when I woke up in the morning, I would see it flashing. I never really knew what it was about. Where I lived near Stratford, where the Olympic Village is currently being constructed, we weren't really aware, or my friends weren't aware of the banking system and what that was. So when I grew up, I wanted to work there, I wanted to be involved in it. Going to university, I actually got the opportunity to go to HSBC on a leadership event. It was the first time that I realised that if I put my mind to anything, I could achieve it. So this is me in HSBC, and that's the Centre Point Tower, and that was a pretty cool day. It kind of set the scene for my love with sceneries, landscapes, and what was said before, and these current themes, which are thinking big. Okay, so it's good to think big, and that's been mentioned today. I'm going to start today with... This says, start with the end of mind. And this is what I want to put to you today. I want you to think for 10 seconds about your worldview. So what is your worldview? What is that? What is your... Do you have a purpose? Do you have something you want to achieve in the future? How do you contribute to this picture? What does it look like? All right. This is the wrong slide. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go back and start with the real one. Oh, it's gone. I'm just gonna throw it out. Apologies, technical issues. Okay, so these are a few of my stories and my tips in and around things that I think are important. The first one is action. And we talk about action all the time, okay? You've got to get up, you've got to make it happen. In entrepreneurship, it's about doing things. We can talk about products and services and things that we want to do. But the most importantly, it's about doing things, all right? Have we got that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have a letter here. It has a question mark on there. Who wants it? Who wants it? If you want it, you've got to come and get it. You can get it. Can you give a round of applause? So there's £10 in there. But there's a condition to that £10. And that £10 is you have to use that £10 to invest. Okay? So invest in something. So it might be education, it might be whatever it is, okay? But you must use it. The reason what was really interesting about it is you came from half the route, okay? It's about 15 meters and you ran. You didn't know what was in that letter, but you took action towards it. Okay. It was an opportunity. another female today. So, action. You must take it. We talk about it all day. We'll put our hand up and say that I want to take it. But how many of us actually come up and take it? One out of a few hundred people here today. Two, I want to talk about planning. I use a framework which I call MASTER. MASTER stands for measurable, attainable, specific, time phase, equipped, as in you must have the resources to do it, and realistic. We use this to help us set goals, because a goal without an action plan is just a dream, okay? So we must think big, we must dream big, but at the same time, we must have a master plan, all right? Number three, the network. If you think that you can go out there and pursue your dream on your own, good luck. Because it's just not going to happen. Especially in industries such as media, politics maybe, is you need to know people in the right places, and they need to believe in you, believe in your ideas. Okay, so if you don't know them people, then don't worry, there are ways to get to them. We have a thing called a telephone, we have a thing called email, we have blogs, social media. There's so many mediums that you can use to get your voice out, as which has been spoken about, and you can get to them. All right, a lot of the opportunities that I've had has been simply through picking up a phone. I know people that have got landed contracts with Saatchi & Saatchi, which is a big advertising agency, with firms in the city, and done some amazing things just through picking up the phone and calling up people and saying, is it possible to have tea or coffee? Is it possible to have a meeting with you, marketing director of what company it is? And people are shocked by this, but why? Why not? Okay, what Bab said, why not? So make sure that you have a really powerful network, people who want to conspire for your success, people who you help, as well as them helping you, reciprocation. Okay, team. This is American football team, I think it's pretty cool. But team is all about working together. So that's why we say it's together, everyone achieves more. All right, you can never make it on your own. You need a team. So think of Spain. Espanyol, who was watching the match? All right. Okay. Great team, great fight. Wow, we've got a fan in here. But no, amazing match, great fight. And they worked as a team, and they got the dividends. Another theme of today: be an expert. Who's this? Cool. Still being the kid there. And I mean, dream big, think big, but know your craft, know your industry again. Be an expert, take time to invest in it. There's nothing worse than somebody saying that they really want to do something, and then you ask them a few questions about that industry and they just can't give you an answer. Okay, educate yourself around that industry, know as much as you can, and learn from the best. And talking about learning from the best, get a mentor. Who's got a mentor by a show of hands in this room? Show of hands?
Okay, someone just said, what's a mentor?
What is a mentor? A mentor is somebody who you can go to, ask for advice, all right, for life experience. They might have a bit of expertise or a spurt of knowledge in a certain area. All right, cool. So, and it can be somebody you look up to. I once attended a course, and on that course, there was somebody I thought was just brilliant. Really had kind of achieved some amazing things, and he achieved something that I would dream of achieving. I then made a point after that talk to actually go up and ask for his email address. He wouldn't give out any other details. I later followed up that meeting and had lunch with him, and now he's been my mentor for the last 1 year and a half, and he's helped me to realize some of my dreams and what I wanted to do. So, and he says he doesn't do mentoring. So, if he believed in my ideas and what I wanted to achieve, no doubt that there are people that believe in your ideas, and you can go out and find those people. All right. So you model the best, so that you can be the best in whatever you want to do. So I take it back again to your purpose, your worldview. If you are not, can I just ask actually, who's comfortable right now? I can see some people laying back, leaning back, a little bit comfortable. Who's comfortable right now? Put your hand up. That's cool, that's cool. I mean, you can do a lot being comfortable, but I might put the challenge to you that maybe we all need to get uncomfortable once in a while and get outside our comfort zones so that we can grow as individuals, grow as people, and move towards what we perceive to be our worldview. So where do you fit into this? As Naomi just said, I've just come back from Ethiopia. I've been there for 3.5 weeks working with my company, which is called Infuse Youth, which is a youth education consultancy. And what we do there is we provide young people with tools, mentors, and opportunities to help them realize their full potential. So we provide the how. And we work with amazing organizations in order to make that happen. And going to Ethiopia, we ran enterprise projects to help young Ethiopians, 250 to be precise, over 3 weeks, start up ventures, well, take the steps necessary to starting up ventures, etc. There was a really interesting comment. I like to think of transgenerational dialogue very important. And I spoke to a gentleman who was 92. His name was Gideon. He was actually born in London, and he was working with the Ethiopian embassy and was asked by the then emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, to go to Africa and work in telecommunications. I asked him, being 92, he was a pretty cool guy. This guy was totally switched on up here, totally. I mean, the only thing he had was a dodgy leg, and that was about it. But I asked him what he thought of the world, and having traveled to most places, most continents, and what he saw in commonality between the people. And what he said was that I've been to most places in the world, and what I have realized is that everyone is the same. There are good people, there are bad people, there are people who make things happen, there are people that just chilling, being comfortable. So, going back to your purpose, what do you want to do? How do you fit into here? Especially in and around economic, political uncertainty, there's a lot of opportunity, there's a lot that you can do, all right? So, don't just think within the UK, although do think here as well, but think globally as well. So think locally, is that the word? Locally. All right, so globally and locally, and see where you can make a change and make a difference here. Because ultimately, when it comes to the future, that's what I hope you think about. All right, dare to believe. All right, that's Infuse Youth. That was my vision that I had about 2 years ago. I got somebody with some skills to actually make it happen. In terms of illustration, I just wanted to do a few plugs. This is a bit old. This isn't my girlfriend. This is the Spirit of London Awards, and I'm quite fortunate to sit on the executive committee alongside Naomi, who's a good friend. And the Spirit of London Awards essentially, billed as the Youth Oscars, but it's an award ceremony for young Londoners in the 33 boroughs in London. And it's all about celebrating you cool guys out there who are doing fantastic things. Now, nominations are about to kick off in, I don't know the exact day, but around a month, okay? And it's going to be held at O2 Arena. Does everyone know what that is? Yeah? Okay, so we've got some pretty cool lineups there. Like, I think JLS will be there, N-Dubs, some pretty cool people. But it's not about them, it's about you guys. So make sure that you fill in the application form. You can go to www.spiritoflondon.com. Spiritoflondonawards.com, sorry. All right. These are some of my details if you would like to find out more information. There's loads of opportunities that I've put on this website in and around for you, really. So the London 2012, if you're looking for a job, you're looking to volunteer, can come through, send me an email, and I can sort you out. So I hope you've had a fantastic time. I've been really infused by all the people that I've seen here today, and I hope that you make a difference in the future. I'm sure you will. All right, thank you.